This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
So if you know anything about music, you would know this is one of the most powerful smooth jazz tracks ever recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Bob James in the company of David Sanborn. Do you know that I've been lucky enough to see David Sanborn perform live?
No ways.
Yeah.
It's like you've seen everybody.
Dude, I've been around.
I know, I see this.
I'm a dinosaur. This. That's the other thing. Guys, you guys don't realize I'm actually old, eh? I consume a lot of kale. But if it went for that,
bruh,
yo.
You're talking about kale.
If it went for that, bruh, I'd be haggard and tired. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. It's a live music extravaganza.
Feels so good to be
in studio with my co-pilot, Mr. 37 MPH. You're back.
Oh, it feels so good to be back. I was in Uganda. And I left just before this huge commotion with Bobby Wine and you know, getting arrested. Thank
How
God
about
he's out
that?
Of... Yeah, it's crazy, man. And I was actually... The concert I went to go direct, President Museveni was the honored guest there.
Yeah.
He arrived at half 11 at night and delivered
he's
a speech.
Legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He's a legend.
Delivered a speech at 11:45. The power went out 15 minutes into his speech. And he literally just stood there in silence for 15 to 20 minutes, doing nothing.
Yeah,
just
man,
stood there, and then eventually the power generators came back, and the concert came back on. He finished his speech, and we carried on partying, and then I hopped into the plane, and I went to Rwanda after that.
It's sad what's happening out there, but big up to the people of Uganda for the revolution. I think it's time, man.
It's about time. There's a lot of stuff going down. I mean, especially in East Africa, a lot of the young people are making moves in telling the story and narrative of what's going down on the scene.
Yeah.
Saudi Soul this week have released a song with Nyashinski about how dirty the politics are in Kenya at the moment.
But isn't that the same? Like throughout the continent, it seems there's just this... spirit around the continent where I suppose it has always been, but I think what I'm loving is the fact that there seems to be some level of enlightenment on the part of people and the electorates. People are coming out now and say, listen, we can't stand for this anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Something else that happened while we were gone, the tragic loss of superstar rapper, local rapper, or just listen, what an amazing artist.
Yeah.
Pro Kid
was amazing. I had an opportunity to work with him once. It wasn't like a direct collaboration. It was with a guy named Scientific from Liberia. And they featured... So I had him, Scientific, and I had Muggs, and I had the late Pro in the song. What an amazing character. I mean, I think he paved the way for most of the South African hip-hop rappers on the style of performing. You know, I remember watching him perform, and... It's almost like how he performed, he would be grounded and just get everybody into like a zone. Like he was channeling energy the whole time.
He was amazing. He had this amazing energy about him. I'll tell you what. I met him. I interviewed him.
Yeah.
He was here with the Ross. At the time, they were premiering a song by Prime Circle.
Oh, yeah.
So, a very chill guy, very laid back. But the minute we put the mic on, man, you could tell he's a performer.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I'll tell you about Pro Kid is that he's one character that was not fazed by fame. the whole fame thing and being known and being popular and doing music didn't come as a surprise to him. He's a person that's grounded, you know, himself in the studio.
Yeah.
Therefore, he doesn't need to paparize. You know, he didn't. No. He never felt the need to.
He seemed like the type who was just all about his artistry.
Exactly.
And he'll obviously be missed. I think the one thing that we can take away from this as well is that, I don't know, it's bittersweet that it took for his death in order for the industry to come together as one. It was truly remarkable to see how everybody rose to the occasion and just how well everybody spoke about him, you know.
So
truly tragic. And a legend, will always remember him as such. Pro Kid, rest in peace. And we wish his family and all his fans the best. So on a much more lighter note, we've got vocal prowess.
Oh yeah,
Kelly Kumalo joining us in studio.
Yep,
she has been working on, I believe, a gospel album.
Oh wow!
If we're lucky enough, we might be able to premiere a new single from her.
That would be amazing.
Which I believe is gospel.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something we're looking forward to. This is something else that's happened on the show while you were away.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neal Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Previously on the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Becca is live in studio with us today. Becca, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm a little disappointed because you have never invited me on your show before.
Well, Becca's all the way from Ghana. And this is by no means your first time here in South Africa.
No, not at all.
Let's just take it back a little bit. How did you get into the music industry?
Well, that's an easy question. I like that you ask me easy questions, but, you know.
There is the part where you go into a studio and you end up having a hit. And then there's deciding what your sound is going forward. Sonically, where are you and how did you arrive at that particular sound?
You know, so I had to do something that made people see me as a different artist. And my genre of music is high life. As much as I twisted and I add reggae dancehall sometimes because I collaborate with people sometimes. And there's a Afropop that I used to do as well and fuse it. Primarily, I would say that I'm a high life artist.
The O'Neal Africa Experience.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neal Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm a huge fan of this man. This is Afro Traction.
Amazing.
Have you spent a bit of time with him in studio before?
I have. I did a song with him, him and Dumi Masimola from The Gang.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
how
I did
was
a
that?
Song. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Yeah. It's the challenge with working with an artist / producer is them having to pick which role they want to play in the studio. But in terms of a writer, creative, he is absolutely amazing. You know,
does it become a dick size contest
of course.
Between producers as well?
Of course.
It happens. It's not just the artist; it's also producers in general.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're asked to go produce a song with another producer, then you go in with that mentality. But if you asked to go in a studio with an artist, you want to guide the process as the producer. But the producer in him wants to being part of the play, and then it becomes this big thing, you know. It was actually quite a TV moment out of that. it was live on TV, you know. And I remember saying, listen man, don't micromanage my situation.
Wow, it got that bad.
Seriously, I was like, dog, come on. Can I produce this song or what?
All right, if you're joining us for the first time, we call it the O'Neal Africa Experience. It's a live music based show, and today we are expecting Kelly Kumalo to be joining us in studio, but with the help of the band, the entire band is here, man. Like, listen, if she doesn't show up, listen, I'll never forgive her. You see this band?
Yeah, I know.
Do you see this band? In fact, let me not talk about it.
Yeah.
Let us show you what we're working with. Band, are you ready? So let's just do something cool with the band here.
a shout.
Aish. Woo! Yeah.
This is happening live, by the way.
Yeah, you guys are solid. I'm a fan already.
This is an experience, man.
Man, trust. I'm. Did you guys come out just because I'm back? I'm kidding.
No, this is our resting face, bitch.
You guys sound amazing.
This is the show's resting face. This is us on a terrible day.
This is your RBFs, guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, this is what we do.
I have been missing out, huh? Damn.
You came in late. The band has always been this tight.
Yo.
Listen, we're not interested in chasing popularity yet. That was not why this show was created. The show was created because there was a gap in the market, and we felt like people are thirsty for music.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And what better way to bring some of the best? These gentlemen here, they play for some of the biggest artists in the continent, you know? And we're lucky enough to have them just come through to come jam with us every single Friday. It's such an honor. Gentlemen.
I'm super honored.
We don't thank you enough.
Thank you, guys.
We do not thank you enough. Let me just quickly pass here and we're coming back. Remember, we're still expecting Kelly Khumalo. Apparently, she's coming from KZN.
Yes, she's driving from KZN. I'm not even aware of that.
And I don't know who doesn't know that Joburg on Fridays, the traffic is ridiculous.
It's rough. I mean, I left. I was on my way here just before 1 o'clock and the highway was quite chock-a-block.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's
but
bad.
I hope she makes it.
We'll remain hopeful, but otherwise, look, we still have a solid show for you. The band is going to do some more stuff with us. In fact, I'm going to challenge the band shortly. This should be fun. So stand by for that. Here's a quick one. Win an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand with Alpha Code. Alpha Code is inviting applications for its prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high potential innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. 16 businesses will be invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final eight businesses will complete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand each. The package consists of 1 million rand in grant funding, 1 million rand worth of support, including mentorship, monthly expert-led sessions, exclusive office space in Sandton, marketing, legal, and other business support services. The first round of applications close on the 7th September 2018, and the program will begin on the 1st November 2018. More information on cliffcentral.com. We're coming back. Do not move.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Experience. This is cliffcentral.com.
Band is about to get into some action, and we're doing it in the form of a challenge, right? So this is how the challenge is gonna work. Listen, we have the coolest band. This is nothing. This is catnip to them. So I think what we'll do is we'll give them a genre,
yeah,
and then they do it.
Okay.
And then they'll build a medley of so they basically do a transition from one genre to the next.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the two genres are...
Oh, no. Oh,
no. You need to see. You need to see.
Don't do this.
The looks on their faces.
Don't do this.
All right, cool. So let's start. Look, okay, let's kick it off this way. We'll start with jazz.
Whoa.
So let's start with jazz. We do a jazz riff, and then from there we'll build it onto trap soul.
Yeah, that's right? A walk in the park, Jim.
Yeah,
come
like,
on. Walk like, in the park vibes,
like,
eh?
Really? Okay, cool. I want to show you the band.
So the challenge is you guys start with the jazz riff, and then you guys build it up to a trap soul. Oh, yeah.
You should be skating, dude. You should be skating.
Skip, skip, dibble, dabble, dabble, dabble. This is such a treat, guys. Hey. Hey. Okay, so I need to let you guys know a fact. The current keyboardist, the one who's playing keyboards right now, was actually playing guitar earlier. That's how versatile this band is. Just FYI, putting it out there.
All right.
And the old keyboardist is currently playing Candy Crush.
All right. So now they're gonna transition into trap soul.
Yo.
Thank you. What you know about that
song? What's going on here, man? Woo!
All right, so are we ready for the third genre? Country and Western. No! Come on, let's go, let's go. All right, we don't have much time, so we're going into Afropop now. All right, are you ready for the final one? Actually, two more. Rock and roll. Let's go into rock.
Let's take it to the top.
Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right, final one, I promise. Blues. That was quick.
Yay! Wow.
And we close it with boom bap hip hop.
Oh yeah.
Somebody's girlfriend.
Somebody's. Yo.
But listen, how dope was that? Just yo, how dope was that?
You guys are crazy, man. Come on, big
guys,
up yourselves.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Much love.
Thank
to
you
the
so
band.
Much. That was such a treat, band. Man.
Guys, thank you very much. We'll catch you again next week, Friday. But we're continuing with the show. Stand by. Don't move.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are you able to translate?
I wasn't actually paying attention, but what
you better start paying attention to the rest of the song. Come, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You're making me miss out on the lyrics now. Listen, I'm I'm translating literally everything that's going down.
Okay, let's
yeah, yay.
Dude, even in Setswana we have yay, yay. So.
I found something today.
Yeah.
I found love. Oh my good lord. Young man, bring the cows.
Really?
Yeah, bring the cows. I found love.
Okay, that part I get.
Yeah. It means groom, bring the cows. Yep. Yeah, she definitely found love. That's what she's saying. Refrain.
Alright, it's music of Kelly Kumalo.
Oh yeah.
Who is, by the way, apologizes, she's stuck in traffic. I believe we have on the line. Do we have her on the line? Oh, okay. So the team is still trying to get a hold of her. She was traveling from KZN and she sends her apologies, but it seems we might be able to speak to her on the phone shortly. Please do bear with us. That is happening briefly. This is the O'Neill Africa Experience. You're hanging out with myself and 37 MPH.
Oh, I feel so good to be back, bro.
Yeah, where were you?
Hey, I was in Uganda, bro.
Oh,
Uganda,
yeah,
and Kigali.
After Uganda, you went someplace else.
Yeah, I was in Kigali.
Right,
bit of Cape Town. Now I'm back.
Let's see if we've got Kelly on the line. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Apologies for not making it through.
Yeah, how far are you right now?
I actually just got into Johannesburg.
Shame, and were you driving from KZN?
We are Josini, yes.
Okay. Listen, but thank you very much for your effort. I think it's the effort that
and
counts.
Thank you for understanding. Kids, shush.
Are you with your kids?
I'm with my children, yes.
That's beautiful. Now listen, because we don't have much time, what I want us to get into is your new project. I know you've been working on a gospel project. Before you talk about it, just tell us what inspired the gospel album.
I've been through so much in my life, and I'm from a gospel background. But most importantly, my fans have been asking for me to release like a gospel material. And I felt like it was time. I mean, it's been 15 years in the game and I'm still going strong. So I need to just give back and also just, you know, praise God for what he's pulled me through.
Tell me something. Is it easy for you? I mean, is it a smooth transition? And I understand you come from a gospel background, but given what you have been doing in the recent years, making the switch, did you find it easier or a lot more difficult this time around?
For me, this is not a transition. It's not a transition. I'm still an Afro soul artist. I just only have one song in the album that is gospel. So I don't want to confuse people into thinking that I'm a gospel artist.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm still an Afro soul artist. I just have a gospel single.
Is there anyone in particular you wish to talk to us about who you worked with on this particular single?
Oh, I work with Jesse. He's on Rhythm City now, and he used to be on The Queen, so he's an upcoming hip-hop artist.
Okay.
Very nice. I mean, your voice is powerful, so what's the future for you?
Come again?
What is the future for Kelly?
I want to be a global star. Not just a South African, star, but I would like to my gift with the rest of the universe.
Yeah, you know the power of the internet and how it's transformed everything for most people's careers. What's your take on your digital? What how savvy are you into like the streaming platforms and everything like that?
It's very important because now, I mean, like for instance, for the first time I released my album internationally, because of like the live streams and all that, whether they can buy the music or not, but they do know of the music, they can stream it and they can listen to it. So it's very powerful and it's very important because it reaches areas that we can't reach.
Okay.
All right, if you're joining us right now, we've got Kelly Kumalo on the line right now because she couldn't make it to the studio because of time constraints. Now, Being the experienced artist that you are, is it easier to be an artist today than it was, say, 10 years ago?
I think it's easier today. I think there's a lot of platforms that allows the upcoming artists to share their talent with the rest of the world. I mean, we've got platforms like your the internet itself, like social media, and we have platforms like Idols, and you know those music sets don't do anything. So it's easier. We never had that. We just, like back in the days, there was no such. So I think it's easier this time around.
The one thing that is synonymous with you is your vocal power. Firstly, do you even understand how talented you are?
I think I'm getting the glimpse of it.
I love the modesty. Is there anyone you look up to vocally, be it regionally or internationally?
I think sadly, they all have passed away. Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin recently, Brenda Fassie, who's song, when the list is endless. Mm. So I am inspired by people who are vocally gifted, if I should say.
Okay. Listen, Kelly, you inspire us. You continue to inspire us. And we can't wait to have you here live in studio with us.
I can't wait either. Again, I do apologize. And thank you for understanding.
No, it's truly understandable. It's understandable. May you be blessed. And we'll see you soon.
Blessings to you too, man. Thank you so much.
All right, cool. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Khumalo.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The late Robbie Malinga hanging out with Kelly Khumalo.
Yeah. You know, the most painful thing now that I'm going through, you know, having seen so many people pass away this year, and the constant communication that's going down on social media, the narrative is around appreciating people while they're still alive, you know. But the biggest question, how do we do it? How do we, you know, how do we honor the people that are here?
That's a good question, that's a good question, but I think, look, I think acknowledgement more than anything.
Yeah.
I think when people acknowledge each other at all times, not just during this period, I think that could snowball into some kind of appreciation from the general public. In general. Look, we exist at a time where relevance is such a buzzword. It's something everybody talks about. But I think there's also a clear misunderstanding of what relevance in itself is. We use it against one another. People use it in order to oppress you.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. You're an artist, you're a producer, you've been doing this for years, and you just happen not to be as active as you used to be.
Mm.
So in order for people to undermine you or undervalue you, they would use a term like relevance.
Gotcha.
I feel like that's how it starts. And acknowledgement of those that have paved the way.
Yeah.
And just understanding that music is not, it's not passive. It's not going by. It's not passing. We're not moving into something else. Music is music. It's timeless.
Exactly.
We found music. We're going to leave music behind. So I don't understand this idea of segregating genres and eras. Where it's like there's the 90s era. So people who are from the 90s,
they're not relevant anymore.
Only in the 90s, when nothing has changed about the chords.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what I'm saying?
Very true. I mean, in the same vein, in the same line of thinking, the people that now are relevant and they've got, you know, they've got the attention of the media, they've got the attention of the fans, it's not only their efforts, it's the efforts of the ones that came from before.
Certainly.
Even the people that made music in the 90s, their way was paved by people from the '80s and seventies. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So it's a symbiotic process, and it's a relay.
Honor is a big thing.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's a relay. Yeah. You hand over the baton to the next generation. They run with it, but you do not do away with the previous ones because for some reason they don't dress the way you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just feel like acknowledgement more than anything on all levels.
Of, very true.
Be it a policy level, be it the media as well, plays a major role in ensuring that people are acknowledged throughout, not just giving... I don't know. For some reason, the illumination is mostly on people who are supposedly current. And I can never wrap my head around that.
Yeah, we can't reconcile that kind of thinking at all.
Anyway, that was the show for today. Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. Thank you very much for doing this with us. Before we go, here's a quick reminder. Now, what does it mean to be a man in today's world? There's a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts, Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that the true masculinity is a great gift to the world, equally relevant to men and women. It provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the 3 core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood. The 4 big lies about masculinity. What wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Men to men talks is about is brought to you by Carlin Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. It's available now on cliffcentral.com, and so will today's podcast, at least an hour from now. Much love to my producer Jackie for putting the show together, as well as the band and Kelly Kumalo for speaking to us on the phone, and of course yourself, Mister. What are you doing this weekend?
I am in studio. I'm actually making some songs for Shelsey Baronet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
If you're going to have sex, make sure it's not with an animal.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
This is CliffCentral.com.